And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is out fishing today. Hopefully he'll have a good report for us next weekend. Hey, or watch our Facebook too. I know he, whenever he catches good stuff, he will have that up on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Hey, got a great guest in the studio, my co-host today, Jim Salazar, the guru himself from Promar, talking lobsters today, and I'll bet you would want to win some of these prizes we're giving away. Jim, tell us about it.
Oh, we've got some great stuff. The guys at Promar gave us a hooping package that's really complete. It's got the Eclipse conical net with an Eclipse rigging kit. It comes with everything, the marker float, the bridle float, the harness for it, the bridle. It's really a cool system.
That is a great system there, and that's
at Eclipse Conical. It's a collapsible style net, 36 inch diameter, biggest volume of any conical net on the market. So it's a
the
nice
best.
Big net. And then we've got our Sea Lion Proof bait tube, which is something that you have to have down here in San Diego if you're going to try and catch any lobsters or crabs, because those sea lions will just rip your stuff apart if you don't have it. Lobster and crab gauge will include one of those, an LED light stick so you can find your stuff easier, and our new heavy-duty lined gloves to handle those lobsters with. And then
those are cool.
And then a copy of they're warm, actually.
Yeah, they're warm and nice.
And then a copy of my book, Hooping It Up, to get you started on
hoop
netting.
Which is great, because that'll teach you everything you want to know about hooping.
Including some of Mom's good recipes are in there. And then we've got a couple of jig packages. Two callers will receive an assorted set of our new Live Deception jigs with our new lifelike finish on them. It's a laser-printed finish that you won't believe. The look on the anchovy and the sardine and the green and the blue mackerel, they just look so real. These baits will never roll on you.
Yeah, they're so awesome. They're amazing. It's a dart-style jig, and the fin. I don't know how they did that.
It's
that
a laser finish.
Is amazing.
Laser printed and then a clear finish over the top. So it's pretty heavy duty. I had it out trying it the other day on a bunch of bonita. We had some larger bonita on the horseshoe, and they were just ripping at it with those big teeth they have. And I just got a couple of scratch marks on it, a little chip on it. It's a pretty substantial finish on there.
Yeah, and a nice heavy duty hook on it too, which is with a welded ring, which really really is important.
Yeah,
right?
You got the triple X Mustad hook on
there.
It's a good hook.
That is good. Those are nice. The new Live Deception jigs. You want to get through the only line available right now? 858-457-1090. 858-457-1090 open right now. I want to tell you about our newest YouTube video. I just finished it yesterday. It's our Whaler's Cove, finally. Whaler's Cove Lodge, Angoon, Alaska video from our trip in August. It was such an epic trip. And it's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you go to our website, hookup1090.com, on the top corner of each page, you'll see all the icons for all our social media. YouTube, Instagram, and also the Facebook. So you can click right on those. It'll take you right to our pages. But check out that video. It has some amazing humpback whale bubble feeding on there. We had such a treat.
If I show that video to my wife, am I going to get a trip up there with her?
Oh yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
She'll want to go?
Oh yeah, it's flat, calm weather, good fishing, and the most amazing humpback whale show you'll ever see, and that's why they call it Whaler's Cove.
Okay, if you're listening, Linda, turn it on.
Yeah, so check that out, hookup1090.com. Just click on that icon for the YouTube and on the top right corner, and better yet, just subscribe to it. Our page is laid out because we feature all of our archives on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Archives. All the shows can be heard on YouTube, and then we have our videos, our trip videos, and like the John Collins Knot videos and the Sato Crimp videos and such like that, the instructional as well as the trip videos. So on the page, you go, there's two different sections, and you just click on the channels, and you can either go on the video channel or on the archive channel.
I love those archives.
Yeah, the archives are great. Yeah, you can listen 724 to all the shows there. So check that out on our Let's Talk Hookup webpage, hookup1090.com. Just click on those icons and check out that new Whalers Cove Lodge video. Also, our Yamaha Outboards archive page. Great spot for your archives right on our hookup1090.com website. Just click on Show Archives, and that's our Yamaha Outboards archive page. All right, let's head down to West Marine in San Diego. Our good buddy Dan Hart's on the line. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, man. We're talking lobsters, getting excited.
Ready to see you soon.
I'm going to listen to the show. Yeah, we're looking forward to having a great seminar at West Marine today. We're going to have a space for as many guys as want to show up. We always get a huge crowd down there because everybody wants to hear Jim talk about what's going on.
I got a bunch of stuff to give away, too. I've got Eclipse Net. I've got a flat net. I've got an Eclipse kit. I've got some hoodies. I got T-shirts. I got some Live Deception jigs. I got all kinds of stuff to give away.
Wow.
It should be fun.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to have a great raffle. We're going to throw in an ambush net and a pro rig kit to go with that, too. So there's going to be lots of fun stuff to give away. Everybody needs to come down. They're going to learn exactly what to do to catch this stuff if they come to the store today.
Yeah, so give us the details. When is it? How much does it cost? All that stuff.
Well, it's free, and it's at 11 o'clock this morning. So there's no cost. Just come in the store, hang out. It's at 1250 Rosecrans. We're right down there by Shelter Island Drive, just a couple of blocks from the Sport Fishing Landing. It's a big blue and white building. We take up the whole block, just one block from Shelter Island there. And there's lots of parking, and we're looking forward to having a great seminar.
All right, right there on Rosecrans, the giant West Marine right there, 11 o'clock this morning, lots of giveaways, and, of course, your chance to see in person the man himself, Jim Salazar, and, of course, the world-famous Dan Hart, too.
Yeah, and we got all the Promar nets and all the stuff in stock waiting for you right there today.
And you have deals on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. 11 o'clock today at West Marine. Once again, the address, Dan?
1250 Rosecrans. It's just one block before you get to Shelter Island on the right-hand side there. It's easy to see the building. It takes up the whole block.
There you go. All right. Dan Hart from West Marine, 11 o'clock this morning. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll see you down there.
Good morning, guys. I will see Jim in a couple of hours. Take care.
All right, later, Dan. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go live on the water. Jason is on the high count. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Pete. How's everything going?
Hey, doing great. Of course, you run that great six-pack boat out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, the High Count, and you get them, too. So are you getting them this morning?
We just have the lines out for a while. We're in the same general area that we were yesterday where, amazingly enough, on a 5-to-5 trip, we had four Wahoo for six guys at 25 miles from Loma.
On a full day trip.
Anywhere from 35 pounds up to an absolute beast of 60 pounds, including we had two different double jig strikes. One, amazingly enough, got his head out of the water, shaking like a big marlin, and spit the jig right at the boat.
Oh.
But we still managed a couple more. It was worth the price of admission just to see it come to the boat out of the water, shaking his head. It was incredible.
Jason, that's unbelievable. Four Wahoo in one day. What's the hot jig? Can you make a recommendation for our listeners?
We caught them on the black and orange and the black and purple medium-sized marauders. And, you know, we got one a couple weeks ago, and we had seen two of them briefly in a trip before that. And I kept it, and when is it going to be our turn? And sure enough, you know, we were successful a couple of weeks ago with one, and I thought that was great. But yesterday was like winning the Super Bowl and the World Series all on the same day.
Four of them. No kidding. Four of them. That is awesome. So needless to say, you're back in that same area.
We are going to give it a good thorough look over today and see if we can wrangle up at least one more.
Yeah, no
kidding. For tuna in Toronto.
That's fantastic. Jason, how fast do you troll for those Wahoo?
We're anywhere from like almost 8 knots to just over 8 knots. I don't think that you need to be going too fast, but maybe just a bit faster than you might be for tuna fish.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good tip. Now, if somebody wants to go on your beautiful six-pack boat, the High Count, how do we do that?
You can either reach me direct at 714-809 9772 or contact Point Loma Sport Fishing and they can probably answer any questions that you might have.
All right, great six-pack boat. It's a beautiful boat and Jason's got the knowledge and experience, been there for years. Thanks a lot for the check, Jason. Appreciate that very much.
All right, Pete, have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Four wahoo in one day. How
That's
about
so
that?
Cool.
Can you top that, Dave Hansen?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dave.
How are you guys today?
Man, we're wahoo crazy.
Isn't that amazing? We're all talking about wahoo. They're weighing wahoo every day at the field dock in Dana Point. It's unbelievable. The young man that works on the bait barge there in Dana Point, Jeff, he went out after work a couple days ago, dragging a couple of marauders around and got two wahoo on his skiff after 10 o'clock in the morning. He didn't even get out to the ground until almost 11 and he got two.
Jeez.
And then I know your partner in Pete Grosbeck called me and told me your partner got one on the 9 the other day there.
Yeah, got one on the 9 the other day with his buddies. And then Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial yesterday with his son caught one right off of Dana Point yesterday.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
It's incredible that we're talking about when you can go out and target wahoo and you can go out and target blue marlin right now out of Dana Point.
Yeah, how about
pretty
that?
Amazing.
Huh?
Pretty amazing. And then a black marlin was weighed in last week out of Dana Point. So
that's all this fishing. You going to have any time for lobster, Dave?
Well, here's the deal. October's booking up so quick for lobster season because here we go. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's already lobster season. I forgot.
So you're going to work 24 hours a day or what?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to see some, we're going to probably get some wahoo, some blue marlin, and some yellowfin and some yellowtail and some Dorado and some lobsters on our trips in October. It's going to be wild.
Oh, it's going to be good. So are you going to be running trips?
Oh, yeah. I have like 7 days already booked in October to go hooping plus fishing during the day. It's going to be, I don't know. I need another Dave Hansen.
There you go.
You know, this lobster thing we're talking about, when I talk to some of the guys that have been doing it for 50 or 60 years, they say when you have a warm water year and then a back-to-back warm water year, supposedly these lobsters are supposed to grow a little bit quicker in the hot water here, our local lobsters anyway. So Good. Everybody's thinking it's going to be an incredible season. And then if you throw a little rain on top of it, we all hope that there's going to be some rain, but if you throw some rain on top of it, these things are going to crawl like you can't even imagine because we haven't had any rain in so long here. And the last time it rained real good, Long Beach Harbor was on fire, the crawl up there in spots that no one even knows about. So we'll see what happens. We're all excited for October. It's going to be unbelievable.
It's a week from today, Dave. And, of course, there's fishing going on. You heard from Jason there catching four wahoo in one day. What an incredible fall. And, of course, keeping track of it, fishdope.com is a place. Save $20 on a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code. $20 off, and you get to get top-notch information from guys like Dave Hansen. And, Dave, if we want to go fishing with you?
You know, you guys can call me at 949-374-0786, or you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I just want to say one thing, though. Kelly and I went out on our skiff yesterday, and this is untouched. No one's fishing calico bass. They have beautiful anchovies at Dana Point. We went up to Salt Creek, fished the boiler rocks inside there. It was unbelievable, full-speed bass fishing. We never even saw another boat.
Yeah.
No one's even touching this inshore stuff right now because of all the stuff offshore. So
if you're with
your kids or something, you can go catch all you want on the beach right now.
Oh,
a busman's holiday, man. You fish all day long, all night long, and you still go out to catch calicos. You're a trip, Dave.
You gotta love it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dave.
On your day off.
Yep. Appreciate that very much. Fishdope.com. Dave Hansen. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. See you later. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Wow. How you wrap that up? But better yet, when you catch all that fish, you gotta process it with Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And that means you can, if your private boat, you call them the day before and you make arrangements to drop your fish by their dock or their after hours drop. Or if you're coming in on a sport boat, man, you'd have choices, but believe me, the guys in the know are making the right choice, and that's Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more information. Phones are packed up. Let's talk to Harry in La Jolla. Hi, Harry. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there, Pete. Jim?
Morning, Harry.
Jim, I'll be seeing you in a little bit. I'm going to go over to the West Marine seminar as I did last year. You mentioned a date of a meeting in San Diego. I wanted to get it down on my calendar so I didn't forget, and I think people in the air would like to know about it as well. Is there, first of all, in the meeting, is there any benefit for the lobster fishermen to show up, and what can we do to help in the meeting, if anything we can do? The other thing is, has a date, the date's been set, I believe, for the 7th. Has the place and the time been established yet?
Actually, it's, Fishery Management Plan time, December 9th and 10th, 2015, commission meeting in San Diego. The department will submit a draft spiny lobster fishery management plan and start the public comment period.
So what's that mean, Jim?
So that means that during that meeting, it would be a good idea for lobster hoopers and divers to go there and to say that they to get some time and stand in front of the commission and say that they support the draft proposal changes to the recreational lobster regulations that are out there right now, because they are good changes. And tell them that you do support the trap limits being put on the commercial guys. It's always good to have public support and for the DFG to hear intelligent comments on supporting what they're doing.
So we're going to really want you to call the week before and tell us that again, because we really need the public comment is so important at these fishing games.
I'll call back in and I'll give you the date. I'll give you the date, the time, and the locations, because it will only be one of those 2 days that they'll be talking about spiny lobster.
I guarantee you the commercial guys will be there. I guarantee you the extreme environmentalists will be there. So we as recreational guys need to be there too.
The Heal the Bay people are at every meeting.
Yep, absolutely. So need to get that done. Harry, and I know you'll be there too.
I will, for
all
sure.
All right.
We'll see you soon, Harry. We'll talk after the seminar.
Okay. Appreciate that very much. Buzz from the Prowlers on the line. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We're so excited about this fishing.
This is something. I mean, just when you think it can't get any finer, something happens and you say, wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Four. Did you hear Jason calling in? 4 wahoo in 1 day?
No, I didn't hear it, but I think I was off the boat. Trevor and the crew had a tremendous day, and in and amongst that, they had 3 or 4 bites on the wahoo, none of which stuck, and a couple of marlin bites that didn't stick.
Unbelievable.
It's just amazing. I mean, and, you know, this is on top of limits of yellowfin and good mahi fishing, and still, you know, in a real nice range as far as distance.
Yeah, not easy 1 day range, right?
Easy 1 day range, and that's what we're running predominantly right now.
Man, overnights at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Yes, and we're going to be in for a couple of days for projects, but Tuesday night, trip fishing Wednesday is a definite go. There's still plenty of space, and you can get information or reservations by calling Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Or get on fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah, and light loads and great fishing right now. If you fished all summer, go out now. You'll be really happy you did.
You know, the old saying that I think I coined many years ago, fine fall fishing, is never more accurate than right now.
It is happening. All right, so Tuesday night for Wednesday fishing on the Prowler out of Fisherman's Landing.
Exactly.
All right, Buzz. Thanks for the check. Appreciate the call this morning.
Good luck, Buzz.
All right. Great show. Keep it going, guys.
All right. Thanks very much. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to the guru himself. Let's talk to Doug in Montebello. Hi, Doug.
Hi. I was just wondering about a couple of things here. Is it, you got to make your own bait. Is it better to have fresh bait, or can you get a frozen bait and put it in there? It'd be just as good. Oh, and one more comment, though. You're right about the Department of Fishing Game. They got a lot of crazy rules.
Too many.
You know, though, there's a thing called the law of the commons. If you let people take, they will take until there is nothing left to take. So we do need some kind of regulations as far as that goes.
There's no question.
And as far as bait, fresh bait, I'm always into fresh bait, although so much of my bait I'll catch and put in the freezer, tuna cutoffs, heads, bloodlines, carcasses. I've got a freezer full of them, and I use a lot of frozen baits, and I like to freeze my bait and put that scent on top of it, so it's sort of a time release.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's talk to Cam, calling us from Encinitas. Good morning, Cam. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
You bet. Hey, guys. Hey, I come from, you know, a commercial background. My great uncle was kind of one of the original dorymen up here in North County.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
His number was L72D. His name was Dick Dolman, so he's gone now. But, you know, we would always measure, and I did spend some time with him over the years on his boat. And the old rule, and I hope that's still the rule, is 3 1/4 inch or larger. Is that correct still?
Yes, it is. Same rule.
Now, so if I take my gauge and I put it over the carapace, obviously, you know, right between the horns, that rostrum to the back of the carapace,
mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't move front to back at all, that would still be considered legal?
If your gauge is 3 1/4 inches and
yeah.
it's dead nuts on, then yeah. that would be a 3 1/4 inch lobster.
Okay, so as long as it doesn't move.
As long as it doesn't move, but you're putting your gauge up against the warden's gauge.
Yeah, right.
So, and some wardens, I've seen them, if they're in a bad mood and you approach them the wrong way, Pete and I were just talking about that. So many of your interactions with the wardens depends on how your initial approach is.
Sure, sure.
If right off the bat you're telling them that you're not happy about their situation and they're being there, it's not going to go well.
Right.
If you're happy to see them and you're glad that they're protecting your resource,
absolutely.
It's probably going to go a lot better.
Yeah.
Make sure
I like your thing about the ticket. Say that again.
If you put a gauge on the carapace and there is room between the gauge and the ticket to fit in between the carapace and the gauge, then you get to keep the ticket.
Yeah.
That kind of says it all right there. So that means even a fraction of a millimeter.
Yeah.
Off. They're going to nail you.
We wanted to make sure that standard hadn't changed. And every once in a while, you know, we'd get them with a nick in the back. So I think maybe the listeners would be appreciative if that little nick, now, if that's the smallest part of the shell, then that's short. So,
I had one lobster I caught one year that somebody had obviously nicked it on the back, and it had healed in a weird way, so it wasn't a straight line across
mm-hmm.
the carapace.
Yeah.
It was a crooked line back there, and I threw it back because I wasn't sure how the warden would take that.
Yeah, I was always under the impression it was like the shortest part of the shell, so if there was a little dent or a little, like an aberration in the back, that you'd have to throw it back too.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Now, that 3 1/4 inch measurement was made by the DFG because it takes about 7 years for the lobsters to get to that size, which
mm-hmm.
allows them to reproduce a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So that's that's the reasoning behind it.
Are there restrictions on taking the females if they're buried?
No, we don't have any restrictions like that at all, and we talked about it in the meetings, but it's one of those things when sometimes a lobsterman will keep their lobsters in a receiver for a few days
mm-hmm.
or a week. Sometimes waiting for prices to change or just for the supply to fluctuate. And during that time, a lobster could produce eggs. So we kept away from that just for that reason.
Right.
All right. Cam, good insight there. Obviously from a guy who knows what he's doing. Are you going to be out opening day?
Oh, you know, I might be under the water. I'm still a sport diver.
There you go.
But, you know, with all those new hoop nets out there, I'm telling you, it's tempting.
Yeah. A lot warmer.
All right, Cam. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a good opener there for sure. Let's talk to Mario calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Hi, Mario. Good morning, Mario.
Mario.
You with us there, Mario? No. All right. With that, let's go ahead and take a break. More Let's Talk Hookup coming right here on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, October 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Corral and Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, October 3rd, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Do you like to fish? Have you ever seen the Eastern Sierra in the fall? Bishop has long been a great place to trout fish and experience the beauty of California's magnificent mountains. The Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers will be hosting the only on-the-water fly fishing fair in the western United States Friday, October 16th through Sunday, October 18th. Even if you have never fly fished before, everybody's invited. Best of all, you're just minutes away from fishable waters. There will be an exciting array of 80 seminars, events, and classes for beginner and experienced anglers. You can learn about fly tying, casting, and specific on-stream techniques. Get a first-hand look at local hotspots in Bishop with some of the area's top guides. Entry is just $15 for all 3 days, and you can register online now and secure the events that appeal to you at southwestcouncilfff.org. It's fun for the whole family, so make plans now, October 16th to the 18th. Check the website for lodging information, southwestcouncilfff.org.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. Of course, the crazy season gets crazier is one of the features. And then, it's hunting season. The waterfowl season's coming up here. And then Monster Marlin. And, of course, I'm sure this next week they'll have information on that incredible catch that Matt talked about yesterday on Let's Talk Hookup. That 662.
That was so cool hearing him talk on the phone.
Yeah, he's so excited. He was such really a nice excited. Guy. And that was what an amazing catch. And the fact that the guy was ready for it. I know Pat's going to have all the information next week in Western Outdoor News. But pick up this week, next week, or better yet, subscribe to Western Outdoor News. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Jim. So let's go ahead and talk to Hector and Vista. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Hector. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jim, I've caught your show a couple of times over at the Fed Hall. Very informative.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a question. If you go there on opening night, say, can you drop your net in the water before midnight, like at 11 o'clock, and then pull it up after midnight. Would that be legal?
Trying to secure your position?
No, even if you put it down without bait, you're still attempting to catch lobsters, and that alone is enough to give you a ticket out of season. They don't need that harassment. Fishing game, first of all, the season is almost 6 months long. It lasts until March 15th or so. So it's a really long season. Personally, I'm not even going out for the first week. I never do. The only reason I go down to the launch the first night is for the photographs and the hilarious antics that are going on down there. But that's about it. I really think that first night's hoopla is overblown. You'll catch just as many lobsters, in my opinion, all season long. So I don't buy into it, and I'm not one of those knuckleheads out there that you'll find there.
Okay, now wait a minute. I'm going to disagree with you, Jim, a little bit here, because you're fishing in an area that doesn't get commercially fished.
True,
or maybe
true,
is
true.
Heavily trafficked. San Diego Bay, which is probably where Hector fishes, or maybe Oceanside, right?
Oceanside.
There's a lot of people in a small area.
Oh, Oceanside, you're definitely going to get impacted. The
yeah.
MLPA shut down so much of the commercial area and the recreational area.
Yeah.
That those guys are all concentrated in one smaller yeah. area now. So
having to secure position, I can understand totally where he's coming from to be able to kind of keep your little zone there. But
you
the
are
bottom line is you got to work together.
And the other thing is you got to give a break to the wardens. You know,
yes.
They don't need that harassment of having to go out there and stop you and explain to you why you can't hoop before midnight. Just start at midnight. You'll be fine.
All right, Hector, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck on the opening night there. But, yeah, I mean, there is no question that the first couple weeks of the season in the heavily impacted areas.
There is no question at all. When you look at the counts and you look at the calendar of the counts and when all the catch happens, I think 80% of the commercial catch happens in the first month and a half
yeah.
or something like that.
But I'm with you. I like starting my hooping in December when it's beautiful, clear skies and
the fishing's finally died down,
you know, and the fishing's died down and the crowds are gone away. And it's just a very pleasant, nice experience.
Nice Santa Ana evening. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my time too. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Gabriel calling us from Fillmore. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, I got a question. How about lobster fishing in piers? What are your recommendation on that? Is it good or?
My first recommendation is to move around a lot if you're going to do it. You know, don't just get stuck going to Oceanside Pier or Santa Monica Pier.
Fillmore
or
Pier,
you
go
are.
To Ventura Pier, right?
Yeah,
Ventura, Waneemi.
Move it around. You know, go to the different piers and try the different piers. It can be good. The regulations are different on a pier. You don't need a fishing license, but you do need a lobster report card. You can
right.
only have two utensils on a or two tools on a pier. In other words,
two tools.
Well, that's just my way of wording it. In other words, you can only have two hoop nets.
That's what I got.
Or two fishing poles, or a fishing pole and a hoop net.
Okay.
So you can only have two devices, basically.
Okay.
When you're out
all
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're fishing, you can have one hoop net.
Right.
One rod, one hoop net.
Right.
Or if you're just hooping, you can have two.
You can
hoop
have
nets.
Two hoop nets.
But you also need your gauge.
You need a gauge, you need a report card, and that's it.
All right. Good luck out there, Gabriel. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Jeffrey in Rosarito. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. I have a question for Jim about the piers. Do they keep a record of the people catching lobster off of piers? And if not, they probably ought to. I imagine it's very little.
You know, I can't recall on the report card whether or not it actually has a separate line for piers, because I don't do any
yeah.
pier hooping.
Yeah.
I know that they have the areas are defined.
But
and
they don't. I don't think they define.
I don't
a pier.
Think they define the piers.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, but you know, it's just part of the take for that general area, and that's really all we're interested in is knowing the general areas and the amount of take.
Yeah. Now, being that Jeffrey is calling from Rosarito Beach, I want to remind our listeners that the take of crustaceans, lobsters,
and squid
is illegal in Mexican waters. So you cannot go to the Coronado Islands. You cannot go to rock piles in Mexico and hoop. it would be illegal and you'd be in trouble.
Don't have any hooping gear on your boat when you're down there.
No hooping gear. Yeah, for sure. Good point. So you can't go fish in Mexican waters and then hoop on the way home. You can't do that. You'd have to stay in U.S. waters. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Brian in Chula Vista. You're on next. Let's talk Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete and Jim. I jumped out of bed, grabbed my hooping it up ball cap, and put it on, and I'm ready.
Yeehaw! Ah, where'd you get one of those?
I got this one at Turner's.
Oh, there
good,
you go.
Good for you.
I'll bet you can get one today at West Marine or on Thursday at Turner's Outdoorsman.
Loving it. So my question is, I'd been to some of your seminars, and I'd seen you done the underwater camera research, and I was wondering if you'd noticed that once you drop it, is there an ideal soak time of when they're interested, or, you know, you can catch them before they might be frustrated of not getting to all the bait and walking out of the ring?
If I knew that answer, I'd be one of the top commercial guys in town, and you wouldn't even be talking to me. You'd be talking to my assistant. When they're crawling, and when they're not, they're not.
And why do they crawl sometimes and they don't cry or crawl
knows.
Other times? Come on, man.
Sometimes
you're the guru. You got to know this answer.
Sometimes it's due to the water movement. Sometimes it's due to the full moon. Sometimes it's due to the wind or the current or the swell.
Okay, let's talk about the
moon. So many things. The moon.
Super moon today. Would you go hooping?
Yes, because I hoop deep. So I don't worry about the moon.
Right.
But when you're shallow, you'll notice that you've got to get right up against the rocks or put your gear right up against the rocks to get those lobsters to crawl into them, because they're not about to crawl out there in that brightly lit water and get eaten by a sheephead or a moray eel or a octopus.
The other issue is tidal movement, too, in the bays.
Well, personally, my favorite time is on the upswing of the tide.
Upswing.
But I know guys in San Diego Bay that like the slack tide. And speaking of San Diego Bay, you really have to watch your tides when they're in there. It's amazing how much water movement happens out of that bay. It's like a river running out of there.
Yep.
Any kelp that's suspended in that water will get hung up on your float and pull it down. So you need to make sure you're not out there on those nights when it's super, super movement.
And then how long do you like to leave your gear down once you drop it?
I generally say if I'm hooping with the flat nets, which is what I'll use in shallow water, 30, 40 feet or less, I'll use the flat nets because it's much easier for lobsters and crabs to crawl in and out of there. I'll leave them down 15 minutes to a half an hour. If I'm setting 10 flat nets, by the time I've sent my last flat net, I'll usually go back and check the first one, because if they're crawling, you want to get on it, and you want to start picking them all up and dropping them back down with fresh bait in them so that you can take advantage of that crawl, because it could shut off just as quickly as it started. With the conical-style nets, a half an hour to 2 hours. 2 hours is the maximum soak time that the DFG allows you.
Oh, I didn't know there was a maximum soak time.
Yeah, I don't know how they can determine it.
What about proximity?
Proximity.
It's an important
question.
If
you're dropping if you're in deep water and you're dropping on a wreck or a reef, you need to drop right next to it or on it. Because if you're out in the sand or in the mud, you're probably not going to catch any lobsters. You also
mean proximity to your hoops. Isn't there a regulation?
Oh no, there is no regulation about keeping an eye on. They tried to get something like that to happen,
okay.
But I really fought it because I like to drop my hoops, especially early in the season. I'll drop some shallow. And then I'll go out and drop some in 85, 95, or 100 feet of water to test and see if there's any lobsters out
in
deeper water.
Yeah.
So I was against that, any kind of thing like that happening.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you guys were asking on the previous call if there was a location code for piers. I go off the pier regularly, and when you fill out your card, farther down on the report card, it does have location codes for each pier.
Oh,
cool.
It does. Okay, so that's good information. All right, very good.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks a lot for the call, Brian. Appreciate that, and good information there. So there is a peer code on there. Wendell and Camarillo, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Had a question about getting transported out to HoopNet by a boat owner who doesn't have a license or a report card and does not participate. Can he transport friends out and do that without those documents?
As long as he does not participate in any way. If the DFG is sitting there and they're watching you through binoculars and he's helping measure or he's helping sort or he's helping arrange lines, he is participating.
So if he just drops you off and you jump from boat to boat, you're good. But if he's going to hang out with you no good.
If you're in a kayak and he's taking you out to the spots and he drops you off, then that's something else. But if he's in the boat and you're pulling nets, you have to be sure he does not help at all, or anybody else who is in the boat that doesn't have a report card or license doesn't help at all.
So it's different than fishing, because if you're fishing and you're on the boat and not fishing in U.S. waters, you do not need to have a license.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But lobstering, you have to have a report card and a license.
If you're participating.
If you're participating.
If you're not fishing.
But what? So, okay, here we go, technicalities again. Gwendol's saying, you know, what if the guy is just hanging out and he's not participating? He's pouring the let's say you bring your own bartender, right?
Right. As long as he's not participating, not measuring, not helping in any way, then it's legal for him to be on the boat without a license.
Yeah. That good question, Wendell.
He probably shouldn't even put a lobster in a bag or
exactly shouldn't
like
even handle
that,
them.
I assume
right. should not handle them.
No participation. If he's handing you a cocktail or some dinner or something, it's one thing. But if he's handing you a lobster, or a lobster gauge, he's participating.
Okay, no bar on this boat.
Okay, all right, Wendell. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Jim in National City. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Pete and Jim. A couple of things going on here. You know, Pete, I wanted to thank Let's Talk Hookup and the participating four dealers. I was lucky enough to win one of the rod and reel combos.
Oh, you lucky guy.
Yeah, I was. I felt very fortunate.
How about that?
I just wanted to thank the participating four dealers and Let's Talk Hookup for those great prizes.
And don't forget Shimano, too. They gave us that beautiful Trinidad and Therese rod combo.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And, thank you, Shimano. And my question is, if I'm lucky enough to get some lobster and I want to freeze them for a later date, do I go ahead and boil them up and freeze them whole, or what is the best way to keep my lobster for a later date?
That's a good question.
Well, there's a couple ways, well, three ways to go, actually. If I get home and I've got a lot of lobsters and I'm kind of burned out from the evening and I don't want to deal with them, I'll just curl up that tail, pull back the antennas, put a little rubber band or a tie around them, and put them in the freezer whole, just like that. If I'm going to eat them within the month or so, mm-hmm. they're fine. They can die inside the freezer. They'll freeze to death, and they're fine.
Oh, whole?
Yeah, whole, live.
Wow.
Whole and live.
Okay.
Put them right in there. Otherwise, if I've got a bunch of lobsters, I've got the time, and I'm going to, you know, I've gifted some to my wife and my son, so I have a few in the freezer. What I'll do is I'll pull that tail off while they're alive. And to do that, you twist the carapace and twist the tail in opposite directions and then pull them apart. And then you'll be left with some intestines that are sticking out of the end of the tail. Well, you wash that off, and then there's a digestive vein that's down inside the tail. Whether you cook it or whether you freeze it raw, you want to get that digestive vein out of there. So to do that, you break off the antenna about a third to halfway down, break the antenna off, take that broken end of the antenna, stick it in the anal cavity. This is where you don't want to be a lobster. Stick it in the anal cavity as far as you can, push it up and twist it, and pull it out. And when you pull it out, it'll pull that digestive vein right out of there. Now, you can do that either with a cooked lobster or a live raw lobster, and then you can freeze the tail. Now, when I freeze the tail, what I'll do is, now this is technically illegal because you're not supposed to remove the tail until you're ready to eat it. But once you're home and you're in your freezer and you're in your kitchen, I personally feel the rules should be a little different. So I'll take that tail, I'll take a pair of side cutters, and I'll cut off all the spines, the sharp spines on the tail. And then I'll roll the tail up into a ball, because it naturally rolls up like that, and I'll put a piece of paper towel around it, and then I'll put it in the freezer, in a vacuum pack and freezer.
Yep, and that's what I do. I vacuum pack them. But I like to roll tail up.
Yeah, and cut those spikes, because it's amazing how those spikes will...
They'll find the holes.
Find that plastic.
Yeah. But that's interesting. So while they're alive, you put them in the freezer and freeze them.
When you're cooking them, too, if you're going to barbecue them and you want to split them in half and do the Rosarita-style barbecue, it's a good idea to put them in the freezer and let them get a little sleepy drowsy. They're easier to handle, too, that way.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good idea. The lobster guru even knows how to cook them. How about that? Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Been a busy morning trying to get to everybody here we can. So let's talk to Wyatt calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wyatt.
I was wondering, because I've been watching the fish reports, and it's been real low with the yellowtail, and then all of a sudden, out of Pier Point on the SoCal, they got 113 on a half-day boat. And what do you think the best explanation for that is?
I was out last Thursday, and there were a lot of small yellowtail, and the bonito were just jump. And I was out that same kind of area, the horseshoe, the green buoy, the 105, the 150 spot out there. And those little yellowtail were jumping on it, like jumping on the jigs like crazy, and the bonito were trying to beat them out to every bait, it seemed like to me. So I think the bonito might have just been up for a day. They might have just found a better spot of biting fish, although I'll tell you, a lot of the yellows I caught were small yellows. I only kept one because it was a bleeder, but most of the yellows were under 10 pounds that I was catching at the horseshoe.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Robert in Capo Beach, you're on next. Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, fellows, and Jim. I got a question for Jim. The last I heard, the Eclipse net was about the best net going for somebody that's just getting started out and wanting to get the best hoops they can. Is there anything that's better than the Eclipse net now, or is that still the big daddy of the...
That is the big daddy. It has the largest volume of any of the conical nets out there. I've been using the Ambush net last couple seasons because I like that smaller net. It's a 32-inch diameter instead of a 36-inch diameter. Fits much better, much easier to pull and store on my kayaks. And I have an 18-foot center console, so it's a little easier on the center console, the smaller boats. So I've kind of moved over to the Ambush and moved away from the Eclipse. I still know a lot of friends who still like to use the Eclipse because it's such a big net, has such big volume, and it also collapses. There's a lot of guys who like to go to the island and they'll like to hoop net at night and then fish during the day. So they'll collapse those nets down, make a nice flat stack out of them, and get them out of the way that way.
I like that big Eclipse net, man. That's my choice, too. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Ari in Venice Beach. Just about a minute left, Ari.
Morning, guys. We had such a great season this year with the tuna and the madness that was out there.
Yeah.
I'm expecting some madness in the lobster opening this year. Is there any safety you can tell us about, maybe keeping an anchor nearby or watching out for kayakers and divers?
Have a plan. Good idea there, Ari. I'm glad you brought this up. Have a plan. Let your group know where the radio is, how to put it on 16 to make a mayday call. Let them know where the anchor is, how to set the anchor if they're able to do it. Have a serrated knife available to cut that rope out of your prop if you get the rope caught in your prop. Let the guys know where the knife is. Figure out who's going to be leaning out. Have a plan. It's really important. And then secondly, and probably most importantly, is proper rope management. Make sure that you cut down your rope or you decrease the size of your rope by making loops or control it in some way so that you only have an additional 10 to 20 feet of rope for the depth that you're hooping.
And also utilize the technique that Jim will teach you at one of his seminars here, either today at West Marine at 11 o'clock or Thursday evening at Turner's in San Marcos, on how to weight the end of your net so that it self-rights itself, right?
And it's such a simple
method. That's what I use.
So simple,
it's so
easy.
So easy to do. But go to one of those seminars, pick up the book, because you described that method in the book, right?
Yes, I do.
Hooping it up, right?
Yes.
Where do you get the book?
You can buy it at most tackle stores. Most of the better tackle stores are carrying it.
All right. Very good. Check it out. It is a great book and teaches you all the stuff, and that methodology really works well. But good question on the safety part. And if you have people on the boat that are not great swimmers, have them wear a life jacket.
Have them wear life jackets anyway.
Yes. Oh, at night, you don't want to mess around.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. When we come back, we're going to give away some great stuff. Thanks to Promar and Jim Salazar. I'll tell you about next weekend's show. Stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XERRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And Jim, the winners.
We've got Cam from Encinitas, who gets an Eclipse conical net with the Eclipse rigging kit, the Sea Lion Proof bait tube, the lobster crab gauge, lobster and crab gauge, the LED light stick, the new heavy-duty lined gloves, and a copy of my book, Hoopin' It Up, which you can also find on my website, by the way, for that earlier caller at www.sabaslayer.com.
Sabaslayer.com.
S-A-B-A-S-L-A-Y-E-R, sabaslayer.com.
Okay, great.
And then our other two winners are Eric in Anaheim and Dan in San Diego. These two callers will receive an assorted set of the new Live Deception jigs in the anchovy, sardine, the green, and the blue mackerel patterns.
Very nice. And once again, West Marine, 11 o'clock today in San Diego on Shelter Island.
And then
near Shelter Island.
With Dan Hart over near Shelter Island. And then 6:30 on the first Thursday night with Lori over at Turner's in San Marcos.
San Marcos. Jim, great job. Hoopin' It Up is a great book. If you want to learn more about catching those lobsters, get Hoopin' It Up, sabaslayer.com, and I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pete. It's always great being here. It always goes so quick.
Yeah, and thanks for all your efforts, too, to keep us in the water.
You're welcome, guys.
All right. Hey, next Saturday, live from Ensenada with the Sport Fishing Association of California, including Captain Ken, Frankie, and others. And then next Sunday, back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Robbie Gant from Shimano. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam for doing all the work today behind the boards.
Great
and
job,
on the phones
Adam.
There, Adam. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090.